This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. For a dozen years, a summer camp in Seattle has worked to bridge the gap between Arab and Jewish youth. The Middle East Peace Camp takes traditional summer activities like art, music, and sports, and then retools them to teach children about conflict resolution and human rights. Well, the camp took place this weekend with about 30 children on Capitol Hill. Many of them were born and raised in the Middle East. Marcy Selman spoke with Safah El-Haji and Daniel Aron, two organizers of the camp.
We are thousands of miles from the Middle East, and I'm curious how what happens here in our little corner of the world can affect change there.
Well, our camp, I think, is very unique in that we really push compassion. Most other camps will have kind of a bit of a political more pushing, or they'll focus on the three religions of the Middle East, whereas compassion is not part of the school curriculum that you see in the United States. And I think that compassion is just as important as your math, reading, writing skills. And this is the place where you should come. And as that affecting overseas, if you have compassion and you have and you've humanized the quote unquote other person in the world, then you will eventually affect change. And if you've built bridges, like me and Daniel Aron have built bridges. I mean, I'm Palestinian American and he's Israeli American. Like we have a good friendship now.
It's a very good question. Every year we ask ourselves when we organize the camp, how will we be able to tie it to the Middle East since it's so far? And some people haven't even seen the Middle East for themselves. Yeah. We have a motto. It's based on a quote of Gandhi's, which is, if we are to have real change, we must begin with the children. And we really believe that teaching children that overall we have a universal humanity and that we're all pretty much the same. They grow up to read the news or see other people and really see the humanity in each other.
Right. Every year, the camp has activities based around a theme. And this year, you chose the theme of light. What is that about? What's its significance, Daniel?
We always try to pick something that's both universal and can also be uniquely applicable to the Middle East. Everybody needs light. And with resources such as light, which provide energy, it's just really important to know to share our resources.
And it's also culturally significant, too. I mean, in our cultural traditions and religious traditions, I know, like, when I think of light, I think of, like, during Ramadan especially, we string up lights everywhere, and also glass blowing, where we'll, especially in Gaza, I know they do that a lot. They'll have blown glass when light in there. And then for the religious traditions.
Yeah. We, as Jews, we light the candle every Hanukkah, and we light candles on Shabbat. The culture started a long time ago when light during the night was scarce. And candles and oil were resources that we had to share.
And also, light is also a very strong symbol of hope, I think, and everyone always looks to the light. One of the rituals we'll have this year is lighting lanterns that the kids have made, and that it's kind of signifying that, you know, we'll light each other's candles and that we're all together. We all have trust with each other.
I'm speaking with Safah El-Haji and Daniel Aron. They're two organizers of Seattle's Middle East Peace Camp. And both of you are organizers, but you each got involved as campers, I believe, over a decade ago. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yeah.
So you were both pretty young when you first got involved with this camp, right?
Yeah, though I think very aware. As growing up in America as a Palestinian American, I hadn't, I guess, been really exposed to Judaism or really any of that. And all I could hear about was, like, just the awful things that were happening to my family overseas. It was really, I mean, there was no way that I could be able to have compassion for people who I saw were, you know, doing these things to my family. And after 9/11 hit, that was really scary. It was really a big pivotal moment for us as Americans, and also as being Muslim American and Arab American. We were really looking for, you know, an alternative to this, because the way that we were seeing things going and people not treating each other with compassion at all, like even walking down the street, it was scary. I don't think I would know, like, Jews as I do now. And I mean, like, majority of my friends now are from the Jewish communities.
Really?
It's pretty amazing, actually, like, of, like, close friends.
How do you think that that's influenced the way that you look at the political situation now? Because some of the campers this year were new, and I'm sure every year there's somebody new. So how does that perspective change the way you view things?
You really look at people as being human. You really separate any politics from the people who are, you know, civilians, are human beings. Being at that camp, we have built so many bridges just between one another and humanize the quote-unquote other. As I said before, it's really about humanization. For me, when I was in Palestine going overseas, like, I would always talk about my Jewish friends back home, and I would always say, yeah, we are friends, and they support me, and I can support them and such. And I think that was huge, because overseas especially, I feel like you don't have that connection. And then here, when you come back here, there seems to be such a divide between, you know, two people who should be so close together. I mean, really, when you look at your traditions and your religions, they're just so similar.
Well, so I would like each of you to talk a little bit more about that idea of being, I guess, cultural ambassadors, how this camp has prepared you to talk to either Safa, your relatives, or Daniel, your relatives, or anybody else who might question your attitudes towards Jews or Daniel's attitudes towards Palestinians.
Well, I think it's almost good, because it's a little different when you're living overseas and going over there. You're going to see soldiers and you're going to see, you know, different things. But you're coming from, like, basically an outsider's perspective. You're coming from the USA, where you've been to this camp, and you really have a very solid foundation with your Jewish friends, and you have a very compassionate outlook towards them. So it really helps, I think, in that when you go over there, then you can bring something to them. And that is not there at the moment, and that has been beaten down over so many years.
Yeah, I moved to Seattle from Israel when I was 5, and were I to grow up in Israel, I think there was a very good chance that I wouldn't really meet many Arab kids, and now I have a lot of Arab friends. And in Israel, you get drafted, and there are a lot of people who get drafted, and they're 18, and they haven't really connected with a Palestinian ever. And that's a really key factor that people sometimes overlook, is you really just need to get to know people.
Right. To comment on the separation, which I think even from when my father was living over there in his times, there was still human interaction. There was you can talk to your Jewish friends and neighbors, and there's this divide now that's increasing that I'm sure political parties love to increase amongst people themselves, because when you look at the people, they're really not all that different at all.
I guess a last question is, you're working on compassion, but do you feel hope?
As far as being hopeful, I think we need more camps like the Middle East Peace Camp, where we just train in compassion. From our camp, we've grown so many world citizens. The kids who began in this camp, Jewish and Palestinian, Arab, Israeli, whatnot, they're all friends now, and I mean, it's pretty amazing to see how they may have each taken a different career path, but they always come back together, and they're always supportive of one another, and they have such a much wider worldview than what they would have otherwise.
Yeah, regarding hope, I think I often forget how much I need camp is. As I grow up, I see all kinds of news, and as you grow up, you see it, and it gets worse. And it's really easy to lose hope, and I think I would be a lot more pessimistic if I didn't go to camp every year. Every time I leave with a lot more hope than before, I often lose it. But when you really get to see your children or your younger siblings just play together and just keep it simple, and there's no arguments about war, there's no arguments about land, it really gives you a lot more hope.
Marcy Silman spoke with Safa El-Haji and Daniel Aron, two organizers of Seattle's Middle East Peace Camp. It took place this weekend on Capitol Hill. This is The Record on KUOW.